This is the Composer's Datebook for July 5th. I'm John Zeck. On today's date in 1992, lovers of the tango had good reason to be sad. The great Argentinian composer and bandoneon virtuoso Astor Piazzolla had died in Buenos Aires at the age of 71. Now, the bandoneon is a close relation of the accordion, and for his instrument, Piazzolla composed original music inspired by the tango, a dance form that originated in the working-class dance halls and bordellos of Buenos Aires. While still a teenager, Piazzolla had played bandoneon in the orchestra of Carlos Gardel, the most famous tango singer of the 1930s. Eventually, Piazzolla formed his own band, which would become famous throughout South America. But Piazzolla had a burning desire to write concert music, and he won a scholarship to study composition in Paris with Nadia Boulanger. She encouraged him to explore the possibilities inherent in the music he knew best, and so Piazzolla set about reinventing the tango. The result was dubbed Nuevo Tango, and these new tangos were as vital as the old ones, but often dark and brooding. Shortly before his death, someone asked Piazzolla why his music was so melancholy. "Not because I'm sad," Piazzolla replied. "Not at all. I'm a happy guy. I like to taste a good wine. I like to eat well. I like to live. No, my music is sad because the tango is sad. Sad and dramatic, but not pessimistic." Composer's Datebook is supported by Condor Airlines, introducing new service from San Diego, Pittsburgh, and New Orleans to Frankfurt, Germany, and beyond. More information on Condor's 12 U.S. gateways available on condor.com. Condor, born to fly. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.